I would like for you to turn to two portions of Scripture this morning. I would like for you to turn to the book of Matthew.
Vamos a mirar en el libro de Mateo.
First, I would like you to turn to Matthew chapter 19.
Mateo, capítulo 19.
And as you turn to Matthew 19, put a marker there.
Cuando encuentren a Mateo 19, pongan un marcador ahí.
And then turn to Matthew chapter 6.
Entonces, busquen a Mateo, capítulo 6.
We'll spend most of our time in the book of Matthew today.
Vamos a leer nuestras escrituras en Mateo.
And I want to speak with you a message entitled Heavenly Treasure. Or we can title it Treasures in Heaven. And so what we want to do is look at the Scripture. And we want to see how can we obtain treasure in heaven. So in Matthew chapter 6,
Mateo 6,
I want us to read verses 19 through 21.
Vamos a leer el versículo 19 al 21.
And it says this. It says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth."
Y dice así. No acumulen para sí tesoros en la tierra.
Where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal.
Donde la polilla y el óxido destruyen y donde los ladrones se meten a robar.
But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
Más bien, acumulen para sí tesoros en el cielo.
Where neither moth nor rust destroy and where thieves do not break in nor steal.
Donde ni la polilla ni el óxido corrompen o corromen, ni los ladrones se meten a robar.
For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Porque donde está tu tesoro, ahí estará también tu corazón.
Treasures in heaven.
Tesoros en el paraíso.
Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to be able to share your heart this morning. I pray you would take away from our minds distractions and those things that would hinder us from hearing what you have to say. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word, and we pray that you would speak your word into our hearts in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. We're living in a world that is telling us that we should be seeking out all kinds of riches. From the days of our youth. In this world, we are told to do all that we can to get the best job that we can get.
En este mundo nos han dicho que tenemos que agarrar los mejores trabajos que podemos agarrar.
So that ultimately we can get a lot of money and put it into our banks.
Para que podamos agarrar mucho dinero y ponerlo en el banco.
We are trained to admire the rich.
Estamos entrenados para admirar a los millonarios.
And what we tend to forget
y tentamos en olvidarnos
is that this world is not our home.
Que este mundo no es de nosotros.
And so sometimes we begin to get distracted with worldly wealth.
Y a veces nos distraímos pensando que tenemos que guardar muchas riquezas aquí.
We're even deceived into thinking if we have a lot of money or wealth.
También hemos sido engañados en que teniendo mucho dinero y muchas riquezas.
That it'll make us happy.
Que nos van a hacer feliz.
We would be able to buy whatever we want.
Que podemos comprar todo lo que queramos.
But what's interesting is this.
Pero lo interesante es esto.
Is you can't buy love.
No puedes comprar el amor.
You can't buy peace.
No puedes comprar paz.
You can't buy contentment.
No puedes comprar la felicidad.
You can't buy joy.
No puedes comprar la felicidad.
You can't buy happiness. These things you cannot buy.
Estas cosas no las puedes comprar.
You can buy a car.
Puedes comprar un carro.
And then you want to buy a different car.
Y luego quieres comprar otro carro.
Because the car you bought starts getting old.
Porque el carro que compraste antes ya se está haciendo viejo.
The joy of that purchase only lasts but for about a week.
El gozo de ese compra que hiciste nada más dura una semana.
The smell, that new car smell, only lasts of maybe about a month.
El olor de un carro nuevo nada más dura como un mes.
And then it's only a little while that you want to buy another one.
Después quieres comprar otro.
The joy that it tries or seemingly gives doesn't last.
El gozo que quieres agarrar no dura mucho.
We sometimes are fooled into thinking that this world is our only existence.
Muchas veces estamos engañados en pensar que este mundo es todo lo que tenemos.
And we forget that this is not our home.
Y se nos olvida que este no es nuestro hogar.
Everything that is purchased in this world,
todo lo que es comprado en este mundo,
will either die,
se morirá,
will get old,
se hará viejo,
or ultimately will end.
O se acabará.
But it's what is in heaven that is eternal.
Pero lo que hay en el cielo es eterno.
And so Jesus, here in Matthew chapter 6,
so Jesús aquí en Mateo 6,
he begins to describe something of greater importance than being so concerned about this world.
Empieza a escribir algo que es muy importante en esta escritura.
Now don't misunderstand me.
No me malinterpreten.
God is concerned about your welfare on the earth.
Dios se preocupa por tu bienestar aquí en la tierra.
The scripture says in many places,
la escritura dice en muchos lugares,
that you will not lack,
que tú no vas a, que a ti no te faltará nada.
As you put God first in your life, you will never lack.
Si tú pones a Dios enfrente de todo, nada te faltará.
Psalm 23 says,
Salmo 23 dice,
the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want or be in want. You put God first, He will supply your every need. The scripture says if you will seek God first in His kingdom, all these things will be added to you. So I don't want you to misunderstand my sermon this morning.
No quiero que me malinterpreten el sermón que vamos a dar esta mañana.
But I want us to remember,
pero quiero que recuerden,
that this world is not our permanent dwelling place.
Que este mundo no es nuestro.
And we are able as God's people. We're able as God's people.
Que vamos a poder como gente de Dios.
We are able to store treasures in heaven.
Que vamos a poder guardar tesoros en el cielo.
In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus was preaching what is called his Sermon on the Mount.
En Mateo 6, Jesús dijo la palabra en la montaña de Sinaí.
I think it's Mount, I don't know. Una montaña, I don't know which one.
En la montaña.
And he is telling the people many kingdom truths.
Y está diciéndole a la gente de muchos,
many kingdom truths.
Muchas verdades del rey.
And so he begins to talk to them about storing treasures in heaven.
So empieza a decirles de las cosas que puedes guardar en el cielo.
And he begins to show a distinction between both.
Y está enseñando una distinción entre las dos.
He shows that the treasures of the earth
está enseñando que los tesoros de la tierra
are bound to be destroyed.
Que son cosas que se van a acabar.
He says that the moth, the rust, or even thieves can steal it.
Dicen que,
that's verse 19.
La polilla y el óxido lo va a destruir.
And what's interesting is that these are the riches of the earth.
Y la verdad es que estas son las riquezas del mundo.
We're not just talking about money per se.
No estamos hablando nomás de dinero.
We're talking about just the quest to have the best clothes.
Estamos hablando de cosas como la mejor ropa que puedas tener.
The best house.
La mejor casa que puedas tener.
Or to have a lot of money.
O tener mucho dinero.
All of this is of the earth.
Todo eso es de la tierra.
You see, in heaven, you're not going to need money anymore.
En el cielo, tú no vas a necesitar dinero.
And so we must understand that there is a difference between both.
Tienen que saber que hay una distinción entre los dos.
And so Jesus says that they can be destroyed here on the earth.
Jesucristo dice que aquí estas cosas van a ser destruidas.
So he says, store for yourselves treasures in heaven.
Que dicen que guarden tesoros en el paraíso.
Because there it cannot be destroyed.
Porque ahí no va a ser destruida.
There it is eternal.
Ahí es eternamente.
And so we may begin to ask the question then,
empezamos a hacer la pregunta,
how am I able to store my treasure in heaven?
¿Cómo voy a guardar un tesoro en el paraíso?
What is it that I could do that I will be storing that treasure in heaven? And so in Matthew chapter 19,
en Mateo 19,
I want us to see some scriptures that describe how we can store some treasure in heaven. In Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 through 30,
en Mateo 19, en el versículo 16
through 30,
al 30,
we see the story of what is called the rich young ruler.
Miramos la historia del joven millonario rico.
This man that is rich,
este hombre que es,
He comes to Jesus and says to him, how can I get eternal life?
Y viene y le pregunta a Jesucristo que cómo puede ser, cómo puede obtener la vida eterna.
And so Jesus responds and says to him, the commandments.
Y dice, Jesucristo responde y le dice de los mandamientos.
He says, don't murder.
No mates.
Don't commit adultery.
No cometas adulterio.
Don't steal.
No robes.
Don't lie.
No mientas.
Honor your father and your mother.
Honra a tu padre y madre.
Love your neighbor as yourself.
Ama a tu prójimo como a ti mismo.
And that young man says, I've done this since I was young.
Y el joven dice que él ha seguido los mandamientos.
What am I missing?
¿Qué es lo que me falta?
And then Jesus responds and says,
y Jesucristo responde y dice,
in verse 21, he says, if you would be perfect,
si tú quieres ser perfecto,
go and sell what you have.
Ve y vende todo lo que tienes.
And give to the poor.
Y dáselo a los pobres.
And you will have treasure in heaven.
Y tú tendrás tesoros en el paraíso.
And he says, come, follow me.
Y dice, ven y sígueme.
I want us to understand this morning that our salvation is free.
Yo quiero decirte que esta mañana que la salvación es gratis.
You don't do anything to earn your salvation.
No haces nada para obtener la salvación.
Your salvation has been made possible through the finished work of Calvary.
Tu salvación se ha sido posible en la cruz del Calvario.
However, in God's kingdom there is reward.
Pero en la casa de Dios
There's reward.
Recompensa.
And we must understand that if you will serve the Lord wholeheartedly with all of your heart, that there are ways to receive rewards from God.
Que hay formas de obtener recompensas para Dios.
And so one of the first things that you and I can do to store treasure in heaven is that through whatever means that we have,
que lo que sea, cualquier cosa que hagas,
we don't get it all for ourselves,
no lo hagamos para nosotros,
only.
Solamente.
We also can secure our treasure in heaven by giving to those that are in need.
También podemos dar para los necesitados de todo lo que tú tienes.
Think about what Jesus told this young man.
Piensa lo que Jesucristo le dijo a este joven.
You see, he was a wealthy young man.
Él era un hombre con mucho dinero.
And so the Lord says to him, go sell what you have and give to the poor.
Jesucristo le dijo a este joven que vendiera todo lo que tuviera para que se lo diera a los pobres.
And he says, if you do this, you will have treasure in heaven.
Y dijo, si haces esto, tú tendrás tesoros en el paraíso.
As we give,
como si nosotros como damos,
you are storing for yourself treasure in heaven.
Estamos guardando tesoros en el paraíso.
If you give of your time to help serve in this church,
si nosotros damos nuestros diezmos para ayudar al servicio,
you are storing treasure in heaven.
Tú estás guardando tesoros en el paraíso.
This is beyond just your tithes and your offerings.
Esto es más de diezmos y ofrendas.
Now, don't get me wrong.
No se equivoquen.
When you give your tithes and your offerings, you're storing treasure in heaven, yes.
Cuando tú estás dando tu diezmo y tus ofrendas, estás guardando tesoros en el paraíso.
But you can also give of your time.
Pero también pueden dar su tiempo.
You can give of your talents.
Pueden dar su talento.
When you see the need of someone in the church body,
cuando tú miras a alguien en necesidad en el cuerpo de la iglesia,
and you're willing to selfishly meet the need of that person,
y cuando tú puedes dar tu propio tiempo,
you are storing treasure in heaven.
Tú estás guardando tesoros en el paraíso.
So when you give with the right motive of heart,
so cuando tú das con la intención buena,
you are storing treasure in heaven.
Tú estás guardando tesoros en el paraíso.
Another way that we're storing treasure in heaven,
otra forma de guardar tesoros en el paraíso,
is seen in verse
29. Se mira en verso 29.
Peter began to talk to Jesus.
Pedro empieza a hablar con Jesucristo.
And he began to make known to Jesus, look, we've left everything for you.
Y empieza a decir, Señor, nosotros hemos dejado todo por ti.
And Jesus responds in verse 29 and says this.
Y Jesucristo responde y le dice esto.
This is verse 29 of chapter 19 of Matthew.
Esto es en Mateo 19, versículo 29.
He says, rejoice and be very glad.
Y todo el que por mi causa haya dejado casa.
Because, wait, I'm reading the wrong one. Sorry about that. Verse 29, the verse ahead, sorry. I was like, what happened there? And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or fields for my name's sake.
Si todo el que por mi causa haya dejado casas, sus hermanos, hermanas, padre, madre, hijos y terrenos,
shall receive 100 times as much and eternal life.
Recibirán 100 veces más y heredarán la vida eterna.
As we forsake the things of this world, as we turn away from the things of this world,
cuando nos volteamos de las cosas de esta tierra,
and we begin to follow after the Lord,
empezamos a buscar al Señor.
The scripture says that great is your reward in heaven.
La escritura dice que son grandes las recompensas.
If you were to leave all these things, these cares of this world, and follow the Lord,
y sigues al Señor,
the scripture says you'll receive 100 times as much in this life.
La escritura dice que vas a recibir 100 veces más,
and inherit eternal life.
Y recibirás la vida eterna.
As we will seek the Lord and put Him first.
Cuando empezamos a buscarlo y lo ponemos primero.
Sometimes that means turning away from those things that hinder us.
A veces quiere decir que tenemos que ponerlo en contra de las cosas que nos hacen mal.
That you will receive 100 times as much.
Que vas a recibir 100 veces más de lo que tienes.
Another way that we can store treasure in heaven.
Otra forma de guardar tesoros en el paraíso.
Is as we suffer for the Lord.
Es cuando sufrimos por el Señor.
What do you mean, Pastor?
¿Qué quieres decir, Pastor?
Does the Lord delight in our suffering?
El Señor se deleita en nuestro sufrimiento.
No, we're not talking about just being in pain.
No estamos hablando de vivir en dolor.
I'm talking about serving the Lord with all one's heart.
Estoy hablando de servir al Señor con todo nuestro corazón.
And people not liking you because you do.
Y gente no te quiere por las cosas que haces.
I'm talking about persecution.
Estoy hablando de persecución.
Look at Matthew chapter 5.
Vamos a mirar Mateo capítulo 5.
And look at verses 11 and 12.
Vamos a ver versículo 11 y 12.
We're talking about treasure in heaven.
Estamos hablando de tesoros.
Verse 11 says, "Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake."
Dichosos serán ustedes cuando pon por mi causa la gente los insulte, los persiga, levante contra de ustedes todas clases de calumnias.
Verse 12 says, "Rejoice and be very glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in this manner they persecuted the prophets who were before you."
Alégrense y llénense de júbilo, porque les espera una gran recompensa en el cielo. Así también persiguieron a los profetas que los presidieron a ustedes.
Now, think about this for a moment. When you serve the Lord with all of your heart,
so piensen por un momento, cuando ustedes son perseguidos.
No, when you serve the Lord with all of your heart. And your heart is after God. There's going to be people around you that will not like it. They will feel convicted around you. They will feel their own sinfulness because of how you're living your life.
Muy pecadores por la vida que tú estás viviendo.
And sometimes, because of that, they just want to attack you.
Y muchas veces por eso mismo, ellos te atacarán.
Sometimes they'll even say things about you that aren't true.
Muchas veces van a decir cosas de ti que no son ciertas.
They'll start saying, "Oh, you know what? He's breaking the rules," and they aren't.
Van a decir, "Oh, él está quebrando las reglas," y no es cierto.
Because they want to get you in trouble.
Porque te quieren poner en problemas.
That's persecution.
Eso es persecución.
That our lives are being mistreated because we are serving the Lord.
Que nuestras vidas están siendo maltratadas por servir al Señor.
And so Jesus said, if they will revile you and persecute you and even speak ill towards you.
Porque ellos dicen cosas malas de ti y todas estas cosas es porque.
Because you're serving the Lord.
Tú estás sirviéndole al Señor.
He said, "For my sake, because of me."
Ellos, el Señor dice que por que si te juzgan por es por él.
Then rejoice.
Entonces regocíjate.
Because great is your reward in heaven.
Porque va a ser muy grande la recompensa en el paraíso.
Now we must understand this is rejoicing. This rejoicing is the result of being persecuted for Jesus' sake.
Ahora tienes que entender que este regocijo va a ser para alabar al Señor.
We're not talking about people mistreating us because we're awful to them.
No estamos hablando de gente que nos está maltratando porque nosotros somos malos.
Or because we deserve it.
O porque nos merecemos.
We're talking about a life that is lived for Jesus.
Estamos hablando de una vida para Jesucristo.
And they attack you because you love Jesus.
Nos atacan porque amamos a Jesucristo.
Another way that we store treasures in heaven, and I'll just quickly go through these.
Otra forma de tener tesoros en el paraíso.
Is when we win souls for Jesus.
Es cuando agarramos, salvamos vidas para nuestro Señor.
In John chapter 4,
en Juan, capítulo 4,
there's a scripture in verse 36 of chapter 4, and you don't have to turn there. But it talks about the harvest field are ripe and ready for harvest.
Pero habla de la, de las cosechas que están listas para sacarse.
And he says, those who reap receive wages.
Y todos esos que hacen la cosecha reciben sus ganancias.
And what it's talking about as you reach out and you win souls for Christ.
Y está hablando de que si tú vas por la tierra salvando vidas,
you will receive reward.
Tú vas a recibir tesoros.
Some have said that there is a soul winner's crown. A soul winner's crown. Corona. Huh? Some say that there's a soul winner's crown.
Algunos dicen que hay unas uno que se llama las coronas de los que salvan espíritus, almas.
You can win a crown.
Puedes ganar una corona.
For winning souls.
Por ganar almas.
In Daniel chapter 12, verse 3.
En Daniel 12, versículo 3.
It says, those who turn many to righteousness.
Que dice que aquellos que regresen al camino correcto.
That they will be as the stars forever and ever.
Que van a ser como las estrellas por siempre, por siempre.
And then lastly, another crown is available.
Hay otra corona que está con, puedes agarrar.
And it is called the crown of righteousness.
Y es la corona que se llama la corona de justicia.
And it is for those.
Y es para que, todos aquellos.
That are loving his appearing. That love Jesus appearing. It is found in 2 Timothy 4, verse 8. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. And so all of this today is to describe treasures in heaven.
Es para describir tesoros en el paraíso.
First of all, we can store our treasure in heaven.
Nosotros podemos
by our giving.
Por lo que nosotros damos.
By following the Lord.
Por seguir a nuestro Señor.
And even being persecuted for his name.
Y también ser perseguidos por el nombre de él.
But there's also the fact that as you serve the Lord, there will be reward from heaven towards you.
Pero también es
There are many crowns the scripture declares we can obtain. And it is by following the Lord with all of our hearts. And so there is a way for you and I to store our treasure in heaven.
Y si hay caminos para obtener tesoros en el paraíso.
And in essence, it can be very simple in this way.
En esencia, hay muchas maneras.
Is to follow the Lord with all of your heart.
Es de seguir a nuestro Señor Jesucristo con todo su corazón.
And do all that you do for the Lord.
Y hacer todo lo que haces para el Señor.
And if you do it that simple way, there will be reward for you in heaven.
Y si lo haces en esa forma simple, hay tesoros en el paraíso.
Amen. 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 Let's stand.